This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, October 5th. God's word to you today is above and beyond. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 23, verse 5 from the New King James Version, and it says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over." My prayer is that in your life, God will do things that eyes have never seen, ears have never heard, and all things that have not entered into the imagination of men. God will glorify his name in your life, in Jesus' name. In God's presence, you can always expect to be healed, to be delivered, to be set free, so be expectant in the river of his presence. God delivers noiseless results, and he is already on your case. Amen. God himself will perfect what he has started in your life. Stay focused on God alone as you hear God's voice today, and every shackle will break away. If the Lord is your shepherd, he will meet your physical needs completely. Your need for provision, clothing, accommodation, etc. Psalm 23, verse 5 from the Voice Translation says, "You spread out a table before me." The New Living Translation puts it this way, "You prepare a feast for me." This is a big deal because God is not just providing us a meal. God is setting a table. Married people will better appreciate what this means. Your wife can make a meal and leave it in the kitchen or in the fridge. That says, "I have done my bit. When you're hungry, get your food yourself." She has prepared you a meal. God bless our wives in Jesus' name. Amen. However, she can prepare a meal and set a table for you. This would place a greater demand on her time because she would need to get a tablecloth, dishes, cutlery, serving spoons, and arrange the table. This would make every man feel like a king. Men, which would you prefer? A set table or a prepared meal? Even men that do not like food prefer a set table. God is not only going to prepare a meal for you, he's going to set a table before you. If he just feeds you, if he just provides, that would suffice. God does not just want to feed you, he wants to treat you with honor. David knew what it was to be a shepherd and to be a king. David understood how a shepherd prepares a meal for his sheep, and he likened that to his experience at the palace as a king. When the king talks about a banquet, he's talking about an elaborate display with a lot of options and decorations. David said, "God prepares a banquet." But why would God take his time to prepare a table for us when having a meal is enough? The reason is, in this part of the world, Nigeria, our people call God Jehovah Ephesi. In other words, God does the things he does not have to do, but he does them for his children. Let us pray. Father, you are more than enough for me. Thank you for not only preparing a meal, but going above and beyond to set a table before me in Jesus' name. I also pray for the God who will do it again service tomorrow. Lord, glorify yourself. Do what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, and what minds have not yet conceived. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.